cellist Yo-Yo Ma in The Passionate Gabriel's Oboe from the 1986 British film The Mission, the music by Ennio Morricone. It was about Jesuit missionary in 18th century South America, and due to a treaty, it went from Spain to Portugal, and Portugal wanted to use all the native people as slave labor. And so the passion of Gabriel's Oboe is the passion of fighting slavery. Ennio Morricone's music with Yo-Yo Ma. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Happy Monday morning, and thanks so much for last week. We had a successful membership drive. Thank you for being a part of it. You can find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. And now we'll hear from another passionate story. Niccolo Paganini took the Moses fantasy, it's a theme from Rossini's Moses in Egypt, now on KPR. That was the Moses Fantasy by Niccolo Paganini after Rossini's Moses in Egypt. It was Jeffrey Simon and the London Double Basses with Gary Carr, double bass soloist, here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll go up an octave or so for our next piece, a Vivaldi double guitar concerto. Also some music from the English Baroque, a Mozart symphony, a Chopin etude. Great classical music here on Kansas Public Radio, which is supported by Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More info at Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Mostly, our support comes from you. Thank you so much for contributing last week and renewing your membership at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, this Vivaldi concerto, he wrote it for two mandolins, but let's listen to how two of the Romero brothers do it with guitar and orchestra, now here on KPR. That's a Vivaldi double mandolin concerto done with guitarists Pepe Romero and Celine Romero with Victor Alessandro's San Antonio Symphony Orchestra. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia and kansaspublicradio.org. We'll start the noon hour with a beautiful tone poem, The Spring Song from Sibelius, exciting Moravian dances from Janáček, and a more recent orchestral reflection on nature, The River Cam from Eric Whitaker. Classical music from noon to three on KPR. Playing a Willis organ from the 1890s. The organ at Blenheim Palace, the birthplace of Sir Winston Churchill. That was organist Carlo Curley. And it was William Boyce, introduction and trumpet voluntary, here on Kansas Public Radio at 24 minutes before 10. Next hour, we have, about 90% American music. We have Randall Thompson's Alleluia, David Diamond's Rounds for String Orchestra, a happy piece. That was the request and the commission. Write me a happy piece. And then the Samuel Barber Violin Concerto before we hear some water music by Malcolm Arnold. Checking the forecast before we hear one of Mozart's symphonies. Today should be sunny and kind of hot for mid-September, I guess, with a high of 87. Tonight's low 63. And tomorrow sunny and about the same, about 88 degrees. Looks like the first mention of rain this week is Wednesday when we have a 20% chance of a little bit of rain, but still a high of 87 is expected. It's a 20% chance for Thursday as well, should be windier then. Still getting warmer, a high of 92 and Friday 91. Here's Mozart's 28th Symphony now on KPR. With Bruno Walter and the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, that was Mozart on Kansas Public Radio, the Symphony No. 28. It's about 9 minutes now before 10 o'clock. Let's listen next to a very short piece by Frédéric Chopin. The technical name is the Etude No. 5 in G-flat Opus 10, but it's better known by its nickname of the Black Keys Sonata. Andrei Gavrilov playing Chopin's Black Keys Sonata. Next on Kansas Public Radio is a short concerto by Willem de Fesch, who was a late Baroque Dutch composer and violinist. Willem de Fesch, that was a concerto by him, a violin concerto. He was a Dutch composer and violinist in the Baroque. We have modern American music coming up. That's most of the next hour, beginning with Randall Thompson's stirring Alleluia. That's right after the news and right here on KPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR, did with the news, weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow right here on KPR. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU. And KANU, HD1, Lawrence. KANH and KANH, HD1, Emporia. KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg, Junction City. And KANQ, Chanute. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. The Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. 75 degrees already, on the way up to about 87 for a high. It's KPR, it's 10:01.
Live from safety checks. He also died in the accident. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is up 123 points. The NASDAQ is down nearly 200 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Lisa, a mattress brand who believes good sleep should come naturally. Lisa donates mattresses to nonprofits across the U.S. to improve their communities. Learn more at leesa.com. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, celebrating their 25th season with a bash, the Bach Aria Soloists House Party, on Friday, September 27th at the Guild, KC. Tickets and more information at BachAriaSoloists.com. Good morning, this is KPR. Here's the Robert Shaw Groups with Randall Thompson's two-word Alleluia on KPR. The Robert Shaw Chamber Singers and Randall Thompson's Alleluia. Good morning. This is KPR. It's about 10:10. And next we have music by David Diamond and the Commission. Savitsky just said, write me a happy piece. Support for all this classical music comes mostly from you, but also from the Lead Center, welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Here's Gerard Schwartz and the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra for these rounds for string orchestra, written about the time of World War II by American composer David Diamond. World War II era commission from Koussevitzky. Samuel Barber, or David Diamond, said, what do you want me to write? Something happy. David Diamond wrote that rounds for string orchestra, and that was Gerard Schwartz and the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. And next, indeed, by Samuel Barber, a piece predating that by just a few years, the 1939 Violin Concerto. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here is Hilary Hahn. She's the violinist with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra for Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto. Now on KPR. That was the Barber Violin Concerto. Some great American music from 1939, Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto, with Hugh Wolf, the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, and our violinist was Hilary Hahn. We've had a lot of strings this morning, I guess. We had David Diamond's rounds for string orchestra, and then the Violin Concerto. So let's even that out with some band music now. This is Malcolm Arnold, his water music. Jerry Junkin and the Dallas Wind Symphony now on KPR. The Dallas Wind Symphony, playing the water music by Malcolm Arnold, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Join us in the morning for the next one, right here on KPR before classical music starts at 9 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock now. We've got another band piece right after the news, and then three Shakespeare songs with the Cambridge Singers before we hear a great rendition by pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy of one of the Brahms' great piano sonatas. This is KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com.
Live from DEX is down 147 points or more than 0.75% at 17,535. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, featuring the new 2025 Forester with an updated exterior design and an 11.6-inch Starlink multimedia interface. Learn more at Subaru.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The North Texas Chamber Players for the 1888 March Miniature by Arthur Byrd on KPR. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Next we'll have music by Ray Fun Williams, three settings of Shakespeare songs. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring sound, echo, and silence. It's a new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra, Saturday, September 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. You know, public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Here are John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers for these three Shakespeare songs, the music written by Ray Fun Williams on KPR. The Cambridge Singers for three Shakespeare songs set to music by Ray Fun Williams. It's 11:17. Good morning, about 80 degrees now in Lawrence, on the way up to a high of 87. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. Have you got an old car taking up space in the garage? Kansas Public Radio's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org. This is Opus 5 by Johannes Brahms. It's Brahms' third piano sonata. This is pianist Vladimir Ashkenazi playing it for us now on Kansas Public Radio. With the great pianist Vladimir Ashkenazi. That was the Opus 5 piano sonata by Johannes Brahms on Kansas Public Radio. That was Brahms' third piano sonata here on KPR. Jeff Watson has more great music ready after the noon news and Stardate in about 5 or 6 minutes. And next on KPR, this is something by Johannes Brahms, one of his chorales. There is a rose in flower, or lo, how a rose e'er blooming. And it's the latest recording from the Kansas City Symphony. This is an arrangement of the chorale for full orchestra by Virgil Thompson. Let's listen to it now. The music of Brahms again on KPR. A sweet arrangement by Virgil Thompson of Johannes Brahms' chorale, There Is a Rose in Flower. And that was Michael Stern's Kansas City Symphony here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas.
Useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition and stay with us until 3, at which time we have all things considered. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas Book Festival. The Kansas Book Festival is Saturday, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. It's open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. 82 degrees right now in Lawrence, on the way up to 87. Tonight's low 63, and tomorrow should be sunny and about 88. It's 1201, it's KPR.